CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Mumsy!
If you're calling me, I'm in the kitchen. Now, what is all this Mumsy business ever since you came home from camp, Bessie?
I don't know. Carly calls her mother Mumsy.
And who is Carly?
She's my best friend.
Oh, I see. Is she in your tent?
Yes, I told you all about her.
You have hardly told Daddy me anything at all about camp. Every time we ask you what you did at camp, you just say, oh, I don't know, lots of things. Does Carly live here in town?
Yes, but she's still at camp. She was going to be there a month. She's going to call me when she gets home.
Oh, fine. I'd like to meet your best friend.
Carly is just wonderful. She can do anything. You should see the way she can swim. And she can dive off the high board, too.
I take it she's older.
Oh, yes. She's nearly 11.
Oh, gracious. She'll be ready for old age pension before long.
What?
Nothing. I look forward to meeting Carly, dear.
I want you to meet Bunny, too.
Is that your counselor?
One of them. But I like Bunny best. And she can do anything, too. She's just wonderful.
Well.
And camp is closed and they're back in town. Can I ask Carly and Bunny to come here to swim in the lake?
Yeah, sure. Get me a kettle out in the lower cupboard there, will you, to put these string beans in?
Mm-hmm. I wish we could have string beans like they had in camp.
These are fresh string beans. You probably had canned ones at camp with 80 children. Now, fresh vegetables are always better when you can get them.
Well, I don't know what they were, but I like what we had in camp better. Gee, the food was just wonderful at camp. I always ate everything on my plate and even had seconds. And the macaroni and cheese? Gee, Mommy, I wish you could make it like that.
Just get me out the kettle, will you please? Now, Mrs. Ames, is that everything?
Yes, it's a small order, but could you send it?
Of course.
I've been helping my daughter move. That's hard work, and with the nagging backache and muscular aches and pains I've had lately...
If it's backache that's making you miserable, better try Doane's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains... may come on with overexertion, emotional upset, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's Pills today. To save money, buy Doane's big economy size.
Oh, don't I even get a kiss when I get home?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
Oh.
I'm not in a very good humor. Your daughter sometimes gives me a pain in the neck, to put it crudely.
What'd she do now?
Well, I didn't say anything to her, which is probably why I took it out on you, but she has stood here telling me in great detail about how wonderful the food was at camp. Oh, the best she ever had. Oh, if only I could cook the things the way she had them there.
Oh,
even the chocolate cake. Now, you know how everybody is always raved about my devil's food cake. But the cake that she had at camp was, to quote your daughter, out of this world.
Well, now, darling, I know how you feel, but try to remember how it was when you went to camp. Can't you remember when kids are playing outdoors, you know, and swimming and all that all day long, and they get much hungrier than they do at home. Anything tastes good. Besides, she was having fun. It was all new to her.
She said she always ate everything on her plate and even had seconds. I said it was more than she did at home. Well, you know what a battle we've always had to get her to clean up her plate. And I said, well, how come you did at camp? You know what she said? Well, we had to.
Because
the counselor said we had to clean up our plate. Really, why do children feel that what a teacher or counselor says is more emphatic than what their parents say?
I don't know, but they do. Maybe because we're too lenient. Probably give into her, give her own way all the time.
I'm just so annoyed at her. Even the hamburgers were better. And the hamburger buns. Now, would you mind telling me how the camp cook could cook hamburgers for 80 children better than I, who probably even buys a better grade of hamburger? You know, that is just so ridiculous.
Don't get so excited. Yeah,
it just makes me so mad, really.
Now, calm down.
The time I fuss to cook for her.
Can't you look at the funny side of it?
No.
I mean, it's really funny, darling. Don't lose your sense of humor over anything so darn trivial. I mean, Betsy just had a better appetite at camp. So, as I said, things tasted better. I mean, she wasn't trying to hurt your feelings or anything. She's just enthusiastic about the good time that she had at camp.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, of course. Now, come on. Stop your nonsense. Now, put on your suit and let's all go for a swim before dinner. What do you say? So we can cool off?
Now, that isn't all she said. Let me tell you what she said.
Darling, no, just tell me later. Tell me later. Now, come on. Let's go for a swim. Betsy, come on.
No, Bobby, don't go out too far now. Come on, Beth.
Bobby, swim.
Yes, you're swimming, but you swim back this way now. Come on, darling.
For Pete's sake.
Come on,
honey, you haven't even been in the water.
Yes, darling. Dear, I have to watch Bobby, and I've been in twice today anyhow. You go and swim out to the raft again.
No, look, let Betsy keep an eye on Bobby, and then you swim out there with me.
No, dear. I have to go back up the house in a few minutes and turn the oven down anyhow, and then I will.
I'll swim out to the raft with you, Daddy.
Out to the raft? Oh, darling, no, indeed. It's too far for you.
No, it isn't. Mumsy said I could when you got home.
Mumsy?
Another result of camp.
Oh. Mumsy. No, darling. Anyhow, it's too far for you, Betsy.
I can swim that far now. I did it at camp. I can swim as good as you do, Daddy.
Now, look, you do not swim as well as Daddy does by any means. And anyhow, it is much too deep way out there.
Well, I must say, dear, she has improved. Camp did do a lot for her in the swimming line. You haven't been swimming with her since she got back. And although you do not swim as well as Daddy, dear.
I do, too. In fact, Daddy isn't even doing it right.
Well, just a minute.
Daddy. You don't do the crawl right at all. Bunny said it's breathing that's important. And Bunny said you're supposed to put your head down more in the water than you do, Daddy. And Bunny said...
Whoever Bunny is,
my favorite counselor, Ken.
You should see Carly do the crawl, Daddy. She goes so fast. And Carly can do the breaststroke and the backstroke and the butterfly. And Carly goes off the high board, too.
Now, look, I am sure your counselors know how to swim, but it's just so
Carly isn't a counselor, Daddy.
Carly is now her best friend. Carly is 11.
And she swims just wonderful, Daddy.
Wonderfully, dear.
Well, she does.
It so happens that your father was on the swimming team in college.
Well, Bunny showed us how not to do it. And that's the way you do it, Daddy. Bunny's 18, and she's on the swimming team at school, too. And Bunny even has a senior life-saving pin, or whatever it is.
Well, for your information, young lady, I also have a senior life-saving pin.
I've had one for years.
Don't forget your sense of humor, darling.
Bobby, come here, darling.
Come on, Bunny.
Yes, you're shoveling sand. Well, come on, dear. Don't put sand on the bath towels, Bobby.
Would you like me to show you how to do the crawl, Daddy?
Now, just a minute. Now, just look here, Betsy. I have been swimming for years.
Yes, I know, but Mommy,
I am sure your counselors swim very well. But after all, you may not know it, but your father won the 200-yard freestyle. I have been in many, many swimming meets, and
Daddy, you don't bend your knees the way Bunny does. And you're not supposed to hit the water with a big splash.
But
Bunny said you're supposed to cut the water like a knife so there's hardly any splash at all.
I think I'll go on up to the house and turn down the stove. Will you keep an eye on Bobby?
You haven't seen me dive, young lady. We don't even have a diving board here. So how can you know?
He got off the end of the dock, Daddy. And you always sort of belly flop, doesn't he, Mumsy?
Mumsy thinks your daddy swims and dives off the end of the dock very well, and Mumsy is going up and turn the oven down. Would you keep an eye on Bobby, please?
Just a minute. Wait a minute, will you, please? Now, never mind the oven. I think this young lady needs to...
Bobby?
Will you listen to me?
Yes.
Now, just stay here a minute.
Bobby, I'll put that down.
All right. Never mind, Bobby. I think this young lady here needs to learn a few things.
Dear, remember what you told me? The enthusiasm of camp.
Now, look, I may not have the stamina I had when I was in college, when I was in training all the time, but by jumping Jupiter, there's nothing wrong with my form. I won more points than anybody in George Washington High School. Yes, sir.
Dear.
When I was in college, I was asked to be on the swimming team when I was a freshman. My first year in college, they asked me to be on the swimming team, the varsity swimming team. Yeah. The swimming coach, young lady, the swimming coach even thought that your father was good enough. If I had wanted to, I could train for the Olympics.
What's that?
Bobby, come with Mother. I'm going up and turn down the oven. I'll leave you two to settle your differences.
All right, come on, young lady. You and I will dive in and swim to the raft.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. We rather imagine people are careless because it's easy to be careless. It's so easy to toss a cigarette out of a car window instead of pulling out a possibly recalcitrant ashtray and stubbing out a cigarette in it. It's so easy just to let a campfire burn down instead of walking to a pump or the nearest pond or river for water to drown it with. It's so easy to toss a match away without breaking it to make sure it's really out. But you know something? It's not so easy to put out a forest fire. It's not easy to pay for it. It's not easy to replace the trees and the animal life a forest fire destroys. This summer, hundreds of thousands of acres of timberland have already been destroyed. The threat everywhere is the worst in 50 years. So remember, when you're out driving, camping, or picnicking this summer, do your part to keep our forests green. Don't take the easy way out. Take the careful way out. Do your part to help prevent forest fires.
Well, I don't know what you're laughing at. I think Betsy was downright rude and insolent. And I should have... Now, stop it, will you?
I can't help it.
Well...
I didn't really see the funny side of the situation until she picked on you. Please don't stand right in the middle of the kitchen. I'm trying to get dinner on the table, dear. In fact, please get out of your swimming trunks. You're dripping all over the floor.
The nerve of a 9-year-old kid telling me how to swim. I mean, after only 2 weeks of going to camp. Maybe it's a darn med...
Honey.
Saying I belly flop into the water.
Now, look, I'm not going to repeat all you said to me when I was annoyed, but I should like to remind you that it has been some time since you were on the swimming team.
Oh! What was all that about you nearly trained for the Olympics? Huh?
Oh, well, I may have exaggerated it. Look, like I was trying to impress her. And she didn't even know what the Olympics were.
Go get dressed. Dinner's almost ready, dear.
Yeah, Bunny this and Bunny that. Carly this, Carly that.
Come on, Paige. We're going to hear a lot about them for a while.
Why don't children ever think their parents can do things as well as somebody else?
I don't know.
Most frankly, I got to admit, I have gotten a little careless about my crawl stroke and my diving. Trouble is, every time I get too much water up my nose, it seems to affect my sinuses now or something. And I don't know. And let's face it, I guess I do belly flop. Sure am out of training.
No, don't worry about it. Did you notice how Betsy has improved?
Oh, yes, she has. Huh?
Yes, she?
Yeah, I got to admit it. She really cut that water like a knife when she dove in.
Mm-hmm.
And she does have the foundation for a darn good crawl.
Well, that's the important thing, isn't it, dear?
Oh.
Now go get dressed. You practically made a swimming pool in my kitchen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I guess I'd better... concentrate better on my swimming style before this Bunny and Carly come to visit and Betsy ashamed of her father. And...
Yes, well, it'll be easier for me, dear. I'll just have to open a can of string beans and buy a factory-made chocolate cake. Go on now. Honestly, I have to mop up this floor, dear. You've made a regular problem.
Thank you. Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Mohawk, thank you.